This Sunday law test is the test that's designed to purify the church, demonstrate our character, and it takes place when our probation closes. Now, here's an interesting one from Review and Herald, March 27, 1894. We sometimes think about all the virgins slept, and yet the wise virgins had did some kind of preparation that allowed them that when the cry at midnight came, that they had done some kind of preparation where they were the wise virgins and they're saved. And we must remember that even though Sister White has counseled us in several places to study every aspect of the parable of the 10 virgins, that parables are not flawless. In the development of a parallel, there's some great important truth that needs to be conveyed, but you're not doing justice to the intent of the parable if you try to hold it absolutely. Everything that's said is perfect. And I would suggest to you that, yes, in one sense, all the virgins sleep. But in another sense, those wise virgins, they have been doing something. They have been awake to at least their need of developing character, even though in a secondary sense they've been asleep. Now, notice this passage from Review and Herald, March 27, 1894. The coming of Christ will be, as it were, at midnight, when all are sleeping. It will be well for everyone to have his accounts all straightened up before sunset. What's that say to you? We better have our character developed and intact with Christ before sunset. Now, how long after sunset does midnight come? A little while. You can go to bed, and then you're awoken. Before midnight comes, our character has to be developed. Has to be developed before sunset. Carrying on, all his work should be right. The coming of Christ will be as it were at midnight when all are sleeping. It will be well for everyone to have his accounts all straightened up before sunset. All his work should be right. All his dealings just. Between him and his fellow man, all dishonesty, all sinful practices should be put far away. The oil of grace should be in our vessels with our lamps. There will be some at that day who will have the appearance of being Christians, but their identity with Christ is only a deception. Sad indeed will be the condition of the soul who has had a form of godliness, but has denied the power thereof, who has called Christ Lord, Lord, and yet who has not his image and superscription. The foolish virgins flattered themselves that they would have mercy, that they would obtain an entrance into the marriage feast, but the master answered their plea for admission with a stern refusal, saying, I know you not. And the door was shut. Part of the story of the parable of the 10 virgins